Coach, with their downfield passing attack, especially with James Washington, how much of that success is attributed just to straight line speed? Because it looked like some of the coverage sometime was pretty good. So how much of that is speed, and how much of that can you actually make adjustments for and coach against?
He made some great catches. We were in good position. Quarterback made some good back shoulder throws. He's a good player. He's done that, you know, all year long. He's an excellent football player.
Coach, you waited at the end of that field to have a moment with some of your guys. Yeah. Give them a hug, a high five. Why was that important to you?
Well, it's important because this is the first 10-win season in 15 years that these seniors have done. They truly rose this program from the ashes. It was a burnt house when those seniors got here that was totally on fire and to the ground, and they built a new one. The most improved team in the history of the Pac-12. Over 100 years of football, they've been doing that. Top 25 for the first time in 11 years. Top 10, I don't know how long that's been, finished the regular season in the top 10. I don't know how many years that's been. Played the nation's seventh toughest schedule, and if you had the last two teams winning it, I imagine we're even higher. To do all that, it wasn't against a cupcake schedule. All the teams that beat us are top 10 teams when it's all said and done. First sellout in how many years? I don't know. First bowl in 10 years. The future's bright because of these guys and what they've done. Not going to hang my head or have them hang their head or anything whatsoever in what they've done this season. That was a very good football team out there, and we didn't execute as well as we would like, but they truly did it. I'm so blessed that Jesus Christ gave me the opportunity to coach this group of men, and how much they've helped me mature, and how much I've watched them mature. After in the locker room after the game, it was a really neat time, and those young men will be remembered to me for a long, long time of what they've done for Colorado football. Those are a lot of the reasons why. Also, I wanted to see a lot of them. I wanted to make sure instead of doing the locker room, I wanted to kind of see them one last time coming off the field. They've given everything they've had when nobody believed in them, and now everybody believes in them. If anybody says one negative thing about them, they're totally wrong. Because the way it didn't end like we'd like it to, but wow, what they've done, they've set a foundation for us to keep improving, and really that's the next step of the process. We got to this point, and now we got to get through this process, and it's all been a process along the way, and I am so proud of them, of those seniors, and everybody in that locker room, but especially those seniors, the way they've led, the way they fought, the way they've done. It's to me really, really, really impressive.
In the back. Yeah, Mike, as talented as you guys are in the back, in the defensive backfield, as many future NFL players.
We were hurt. Two of them were hurt.
Two of them were hurt.
Yeah, they played hurt.
So how difficult then is it for you as a staff and as for those guys on the field to come up with a plan to defend Washington as good as he is?
We just got to try to play. They tried to play as hard as they could. We had some freak injuries that were just crazy that happened in our practices, and weren't really even, it was just crazy. And they tried to play, and they hadn't even practiced in over a week and a half. And so they tried to play, and they tried to give all they could. They're a good football team.
In the back. Coach, we had talked a little bit going in about Oklahoma State experience in this type of situation and your guys' inexperience. Just wondering if you thought you saw anything tonight that had anything to do with that and not being used to the bowl experience.
Like I said, these guys are unbelievable. I'm proud of what they've done.
Question here. In there.
Coach, you talked about the seniors as a group.
Yeah.
But specifically, Cepho Lufau, just a few words on the end of his CU career.
Yeah, Cepho, helped us get to a 10-win season this year. Battled. He was our warrior all the way. Helped turn the program. Had, I don't know, almost 100 records he broke while we weren't a very good team. This year we were a good team. If he would have had that team around him for 4 years, think how good he would have been. He would have broke, I don't know, every record. very proud of him, proud of his leadership and what he's done. He set a great example for our junior, seniors, junior, sophomores, freshmen, redshirt freshmen, of the way he leads and how he handles himself and carries himself. And he's an amazing young man.
Question right here.
Mike, you said you've gotten to this point. Now the challenge is to get past it. When you look at your team's offensive inefficiencies in the last two games, what do you see there, and how does this team go about getting better?
I saw a bummed-up quarterback on an ankle that couldn't throw as accurate as he would like. We tried to go with Steven, and he wasn't as accurate as we would like. He wasn't where he usually is. I don't know why. So we put Cepho back in and tried to go, and that's what I saw in these games, a little bit of inaccuracy. And he was trying on his ankle after, the third play of the Washington game. Those teams are good on defense. They did some good things too. But, if you're just off a little bit here and there, a third down here, a first down pass, you could gain 15, 20 yards on it and kind of get your momentum going. We've broke a ton of records on offense this year. Our offense is light years ahead of where it's been, and we'll just keep working at it. We'll have a lot of guys back. We'll have some young guys that we redshirted that I definitely believe can help us. We'll have some linemen that can help us that have gotten bigger and stronger, kind of like Timmy Lanott did this year. We'll be able to add some guys in next year and bulk up our line even better. We'll have all our skill back guys back, plus a couple of guys that got hurt in camp that are really good. And then Stevens had a lot of reps, and we'll have some other quarterbacks that on our team and some that hopefully are coming in that I think will help us.
Final two questions, one right here.
Coach, would you share with us anything about what you told the guys in the locker room after this game tonight?
It's just really between us and them, but it was they kind of did everything. It was really special. Haven't been in a locker room on a final game when it ended that way, with that much respect for the seniors, and a true love and respect of those guys, and that's what I expected to see, and it was pretty special.
Final question, front.
Mike, the guys you're talking about that were hurt, was it Akello and Cheeto?
Uh-huh.
First off, can you tell us what the injuries were?
Yeah, Cheeto had turf toe, which was freaky. He had the same turf toe that in high school that made him stay out for 9 months. So he kind of tweaked it. It was just great. I mean, just doing nothing really. And so he stayed off of it and tried to play. We played okay, but just wasn't quite himself. And then Akello hurt his fall on top of accidentally. It was a weird deal and hurt his shoulder a little bit. So he wasn't even able to lift his arm above his head till yesterday. And he wanted to try to play, and he toughed it out and tried to play.
And then just as a quick follow-up to that, although you had the injuries, do you feel like you guys missed a beat because you had to change your defensive coordinator and had
No, I don't think we missed a beat at all. I think that Washington caught the ball on us some. they made one run at the end when we were trying to blitz it. They really didn't have much running. You wouldn't say they ran it down our throat or anything. Rudolph made a couple good throws, which he does, and Washington beat us on a couple things.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.